Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. How is everybody doing? I hope that you had a decent week, hopefully a good week in your life. So welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. We're so glad you're joining and supporting the show. Don't forget, we are here also on Monday nights at 6 p.m. Now, it's almost, well, I'm not going to say almost, we're in winter now, because I think some people are already receiving snow over the weekend. Career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs, moving, we cover it all. And it is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you the answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. So daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in the evening. Right, 7 a.m. meeting. And if you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe, y'all. Starting January, we'll have a monthly newsletter coming out. So with horoscopes and, you know, just a lot of I don't want to say a lot of psychic things, but metaphysical and also whatever happening at the moment around the world or in the nation. So do go in and subscribe. And if you want to donate, we definitely appreciate that. If you have any messages for us, send them to the website on the front page. You scroll down to the bottom and you will see a message thing that you can send us a message. Now the show phone number is 646-727-2914. If you have been trying to get a reading, I want to say this, it will be corrected on Monday. I don't know what happened on my reading page, but it'll be corrected. So if you wait till after Monday to get in to do a reading, you shouldn't have any problems. Okay, Nina's not with us today. She's at her conference, but we've got Heather. Yay! Welcome, Heather. And guest 250 was in there earlier, and hopefully Anna will be here as well. So anyway, thank you so much for being on board. We appreciate it. And I want to welcome in 509-631-646 and 478. Welcome to the show. So, of course, you know I got to do birthdays. Jamila Taylor, congratulations on your award and your honor. God bless you and happy birthday. Happy birthday to Scott Graham. Happy birthday to Melanie Maruso. Girl, we got to get together and have lunch. I haven't seen you in a minute. Happy birthday to Concepcion Dames. Happy birthday to Artina Davis, Teresa Kelly, Linda Patterson, Hamada Copia, always. Curtis Kanush, I hope you're still doing your music, brother. You were killing it here a year or two ago. And happy birthday to Michelle Ling Hong. Happy birthday to Lola's son, Mark Ola Whiskey. Sorry, Mark. I just say Mark. Happy birthday to Deborah Gates. And happy birthday to Christian Silva. I hope everybody has a wonderful week and a beautiful birthday in your life. Okay. All right, well, now we'll do prayers right quick, and then we will get started. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony, and we are all one with the universe, huh? All right. Now we release all karmic density, spiritual, mental, and physical, from our past, present, and future, from the earth, moon, and sun, in this timeline, this dimension and multiverse, to the collective conscious and love, thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negativity energies from assailing us. And, of course, we got to do the financial prayer. Why? Because everybody's shopping. It's the holidays, huh? So, and please be careful. Yeah, I just want to say this. I know some people still go to the store, but shopping online is so easy. But as you're shopping online, just be careful. Make sure that that site is what it's supposed to be. Or if you're not sure, pull up on the internet and read about it to make sure it's not a scam or someone's just, you know, trying to use you for whatever reason. So please be careful with the online shopping. In person, you see it, you can talk to the people right there. So I understand that. Okay, so for money, make it happen here and now. In this timeline, density, dimension, and multiverse, something great is about to happen for us, all of us. The vibrations and energies of our soul, our pineal glands, and higher selves gives us financial abundance in all ways. Give us what we ask for. Manifest a sign within 24 hours. Cause and effect, we deserve all this and more. Energies, vibrations, timelines, dimensions, and multiverses are opening everywhere right now. Thank you, so be it. Our wills be done. Okay. So, by the way, we got Heather in the chat room, so if you don't feel like being on the air and you want to ask a question, please go in and check with Heather. She'll be more than glad to answer your questions. Also, let me invite 478. I don't think I mentioned you. Welcome to the show. Okay, and Nina will be with us tomorrow night. Okay. All right, so I think now it's time we can get this show started. Okay, first caller is area code 509. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, Ms. Lennis. This is Erica.
Oh, okay. Hi, Erica. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
All right.
I just wanted to ask about my grandpa's poodle. He recently passed away. He was almost 12, and he had like an hernia on his bum.
Uh-huh.
And so he wasn't even able to use the restroom. He got surgery and everything was fine, and the veterinarian suggested to keep him in, you know, in his care, and he was there for weeks, almost a month, and then all of a sudden he just passed away. It was unexpected. So I wanted to know what happened. Like, why did he choose to leave?
Wow. But the dog was there for almost a month, so he had excellent care. Oh, I'm seeing his stomach right now. Did he have a problem with his stomach?
I don't know.
Okay, because I'm feeling like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
He had, Grandpa mentioned that he had a different surgery as well, and I think maybe that one was something with the stomach, like he had another hernia there, I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm seeing something in his stomach. They probably passed, which made him pass. But if he was there for almost a month, I don't understand that. He was in good care. And they wouldn't release him even after surgery or a week back to your grandfather?
No, he just scared my grandpa, telling him that he was in better hands under their care, and that he would be fine there. That he, you know, if they took him home, then it would be my grandpa's responsibility if anything happened.
Oh, of course.
If he got
of course,
worse,
yeah.
Or anything.
Oh, so he allowed them to. Okay.
And now looking back, I just feel so bad that we didn't just take him home, because maybe like separation anxiety, it was very long, and you know, he just got sad. That's what my grandpa thinks.
He got sad.
And, huh? Yeah, that Junior, the puppy, got really sad and decided to leave.
Yeah, that's possible. Well, he definitely had more than a stomach. He did definitely have some concerns, because I'm picking that up. I don't know. I guess I'm asking, but I just have a problem. Like, they kept him for a month. Why didn't they allow him to go back home? If it was that bad and eventually he would die, why not just let him go back home and be with his master? You know, I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
They did. The angels did tell me that stomach. And he had other concerns. And at one point, he did need, like, 24-hour service. But I feel like there was a point they could have let him go come home. Yeah. Well, he's back. Tell your grandfather if he feels something cold around his feet, that's a dog. He's back. You know, spiritually.
What do you mean,
spiritually.
Lisa?
So if he feels coldness around his feet, yeah, the dog is there just running around, you know, as a little spirit. But if he feels like, oh, honey, my feet are just cold, well, that's him. He just came through like, I'm here, you know, type of thing. So just to let, you know, let your grandfather know. He loved him a lot. So, yeah, he's back spiritually. Is he going to be around your grandfather for a long time? I don't know. But he's back right now because dog's mind spiritually, that was the last thing he remembered, was being with your grandfather. So when he died, he wanted to come back and be with your grandfather. So that's why I say he's around him. How long, I don't know, but he's around him right now. So that's a good thing, you know. But his death, I just keep hearing stomach and other concerns, but their angels are even telling me, like, there had to be a point where that dog could have went home. So I don't understand that aspect of it, but yeah, he
if
did
we
have quite a few.
If we would have taken him home, would he have made it?
No, he had too many concerns. He did. He had a lot of health issues. Poor thing, but he did.
He was almost 12.
And the stomach is really bad because they got to eat to get nourishment, to get strength, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
When you can't digest or enjoy your food because you feel like it's going to be pain, you know, that's human or animal, even an animal, then they're not going to eat because they feel like it's going to hurt. Yeah.
And so. I'm out of town, but when I come back, I'm going to comfort my grandpa. He's 77. He's still really youthful, like he's very independent, my grandpa, and
yeah.
I'm just gonna tell him regardless, like if we would have taken him home, he probably would have passed as well, and we would have felt bad either way. Like we should have left him at the vet under their care. They're the professionals, they know, you know, so either way we're gonna feel guilty. And I'm just going to, you know, try to comfort him. I was also thinking about gifting him another little white toy poodle for his birthday in June. I feel like maybe that's enough time for him to.
That's beautiful, Erica. Absolutely beautiful. Yes, ma'am, do that. Because I do see him with another animal, so they already showed me that before you said anything, so I guess this is coming from you. So, yes, he would definitely enjoy that. He would. He would. Yep.
Yeah,
so I think that's really nice. Yeah, but he would have died anyway, honey. He just had too many medical issues. But I'm just thinking, you know, if he was back at home with your granddad, he would have felt a little bit easy, a little bit more comfortable, you know, because he was around surroundings that he loved. But I guess the vet just felt like it's better for 24-hour care that he needed to be there, so.
There's a show called Petfold on Netflix, and it talks about the whole, like, how kibble food, how the store food is horrible for our pets, for our dogs. And so I was thinking for the new dog, I would like to, like, prep his meals. Like, on Sundays, my grandpa and I can cook together for the week, you know, for the dog's meals for the week. And just so it's fresh, and I don't want to show him the documentary because it's in English, but I will tell him, let him know, like, explain what it is about, and pretty much tell him how the bags of food, the labels, they're all lies. You know, it's pretty much like Hot Cheetos or nacho chips. You know, it's lies. The pictures are lies. It doesn't contain any cheese at all. So I think that'd be really cool to do with him. Like, every Sunday we can cook, you know, and prep the meal for the dog and just different recipes.
Of course. I have a niece that does that. She has two dogs, and she makes all their food. Yeah, she got dog recipes and stuff like that. Yep, she makes, and her dogs are fine. She, same thing as you, because one of her animals had got kind of sick, and so she asked too, you know, is it the food? Because, you know, her and her boyfriend were buying, you know, dog food and stuff. And so the vet actually told him, if you could fix fresh food for them, they'll be around a lot longer. And so that's what she did. She looked up recipes for dogs and stuff that they could eat. So, I mean, you know, they're eating as good as humans.
Even better.
So that's a good deal. That's a good deal. Well, shoot, okay, Erica. I'm so sorry about your grandfather's pet, but he is there with him. He is there with him.
It's really cute. Okay, well, thank
so
you.
So your idea is great. Do that.
He doesn't like
it
right
now.
It is. But, you know, later.
In June, that would be fine. That's perfect.
Do you think something similar would work? I was thinking, like, we're never going to replace Junior, so I don't want something similar. But honestly, he was so proud of his dog. He was just so, a lot of people would just be like, oh, what a beautiful dog. You train him really well. He's so obedient. Like, he was really proud. So I think I should go with something similar.
Yes, don't get something different. Get something similar. That'll make him feel like, well, his dog is still there with him. Even though it's a different dog, but it looks like, you know? Do that.
Perfect.
Do that.
Thank
All right, Erica, I got to move on. My board is full, but thank you for calling, and God bless you, honey, and have a wonderful week. Okay,
you too.
Thank
you.
Bye, honey. Okay, next caller is area code 631. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Thank you so much, Linus. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm all right. I have a question about how the next month or so is going to go for me. Just today I was made aware of a death in your family, and I'm going to be around, you know, with that, you know, family. I'm going to be around a lot of my other family members, so I'm having a lot of anxiety around it, so I'm just wondering if you can give me some insight about how that's going to go with the rest of my family over the next few weeks.
I would just show up for the funeral and then leave.
Okay.
Pay your respects.
That was my
right?
plan. Yeah.
Because right is right and wrong is wrong, so pay your respects and leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not telling you to lie. You know, to say, well, I got to go over here. I'm not telling you a lie, but just say that, you know, I need some time. That's all.
Yeah.
I just need some time. So you go, right, to the funeral. Once it's over with, whoever, your aunt, uncle, whatever, you know, give them a kiss and go on about your way. You know, that's it. That way you don't have to deal with the back.
So fighting or? Yeah, that's what
I'm telling
you
to get out of there.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
That's what I'm saying. Just go to the funeral, show your respects, and leave. You won't be a part of it. Believe me, Nicole, if you do that, you won't be a part of it. There's nothing anybody can say. You came to the funeral, showed your respect, and left. Right?
Okay.
All that other
that
trash, garbage, that's on them. That don't have anything to do with Nicole.
Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, it's my mother, and, you know, the relationship that we had, I just don't has a feeling for her that, you know, a normal daughter would if we had a normal relationship. And I just don't want that backlash of, some feeling that I should feel more or anything like that. So I'm glad that you, you know, confirmed that with me, because, yeah, that's what I was planning on doing. Because I just don't, you know, I don't want any, you know, arguments or how I should feel or if, you know, how involved I am with the funeral and things like that. Because this is the first time, well, the second time, actually, the first time my grandmother passed away, so I wasn't involved in the planning. But, you know, this time I don't really want to, you know, and that's the thing, too. Like, should I feel bad for not wanting to be involved with the planning?
No.
But that's just the way I feel. I just don't. I would rather just, you know, let me know when the funeral is. I will, if you know, do my best to be there because, you know, I moved 6 hours away, you know, and this is unexpected. And, you know, you know, I just moved. And as far as finances to get there, you know, I'm not really concerned. I just don't want anybody coming to bring that negative energy towards me, especially when they know our relationship and that, you know, it was what it was.
Oh, I hear you. But I think if you do that, just show up and then leave, go back home, you're fine.
It'll be good.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Yes. Because like
I'm
saying,
uh-huh.
You're not involved in any of the toxic stuff that's getting ready to come down the tube.
So that's okay.
And, you
more
know,
stuff that comes out.
You're not going to be involved in it. And don't feel guilty.
I'm glad.
Don't ever feel guilty. And let me tell you something. That's their problem. You know, some people, they get mad at you, Nicole, because they feel like, well, Nicole should have did this. Nicole, no, that's what you feel. That's not what Nicole feels. That's your observation, your preservation, your belief. For Nicole, I got a peace of mind. So, hey.
Yeah, I was never disrespectful for her. I was always respectful to her. Did what I had to, you know, as much as I could, as, you know, I would show respect to anybody. But as far as, you know, anything besides that, you know, it's that relationship just wasn't there. So it's just like, hey, I don't want that transference of whatever they're feeling to come on me because I'm not doing what they want me to do. And, you know, that's it. So, you know, because there's a lot of family secrets and stuff like that. That's the reason why I moved so far away. I just don't want to be, I can't be involved in it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Okay.
I always say nothing beats a peace of mind, Nicole.
Yes, and that's why I'm here. I needed a peace of mind. If we're not going to all throw it out, because that's the type of person I am, throw it out on the table, let's get it all out, everybody say how it, whatever, and then let's deal with it. But they're just not, they would rather backbite, talk behind each other, love each other one day, and that's too much crazy energy for me, and I had to just get away. So, yeah, I'm glad.
Well, self-preservation is number one. You know that.
Yeah.
To thy own self be true. So self-preservation, is number one. But you already know how the family is going to be. So, like I said, I know that it's far away. Maybe get you a hotel room, show up, go back to the hotel room, get in your car, and come home.
All righty.
You know,
exactly
if you have to
planning.
Spend
okay.
the night or something, And that way, then let them go on. Now, they may come to you and want to talk to you or ask you about this and that. You tell them real simple, I'm sorry, I came to the funeral, and I came back home. It's a done deal.
Yep.
I'm not involved
exactly.
in that.
That's exactly how
so
I can
nobody
feel.
Bring your name up because you weren't there.
Right. That's it. Thank you so much, Linus. Thank you.
Oh,
I
you're most welcome, and I am sorry. I mean, regardless of your relationship, I am sorry about your mom passing.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you,
thanks
Linus.
For calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And Erica, about your father, your grandfather's dog, Heather just wanted me to let you know that your dog is getting ready to go on his next adventure. So it's all good. Okay, I just wanted to pass that on to you. All right, next caller is area code 646. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello. Hi, Linus. How are
you? Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. Okay, can you hear me clear now?
Yes, and what is your name, please?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
Oh, hi, Lisa. I'm doing terrific. Doing terrific.
Hello.
Having liquid sunshine. It's raining like heck up here. But anyway,
oh, wow.
What can we say?
Okay.
It's not snow, so let me hush because I don't want people to get snow. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in New York, so I hope it doesn't snow here anytime soon itself.
Oh, my God, yeah. Y'all in the last few years just getting dumped on. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, so what's going on, young lady?
I have two small mini questions for you. My first question I'll ask this. Okay, so currently I've been doing some personal training. And a few times my trainer has, he has canceled at the last moment. Now I'm starting to get really serious where I want to get into the gym with, you know, the trainer twice a week. So my question is, should I keep this same person or do I switch to a different person?
Switch to a different person. Person's flaky.
Oh, yes.
Switch to a different person. Somebody that's focused and is seriously about wanting to help you. And not being Mickey Mouse or shady. That's a word I really want to say is shady, but, you know, find somebody else.
All right, because he's a Spanish guy at the gym, but he's always there. He's one of the newer trainers, but I see that he seems like he's dedicated. You know, should I just go with this other guy here?
I would. Why not? I would. He's new. He's fresh. Good ideas, creativity. Sure. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not picking up anything on the new guy. Mm-mm.
Okay. So
but, you
I'll
know, it's fresh, so new ideas. Because, you know, some people are like, okay, we want to do sit-ups. Well, you don't have to do sit-ups like that. You can do it this way. Oh, never knew that. You know, so, yeah, go with the new guy.
I will do that. Thank you. And my second question is, I am going to housing. Well, it's not housing court, but I'm going to small claims court with the landlord tomorrow. I did speak with an attorney. He said that everything looks really good in my favor because she gave me something here that was illegal from the beginning. So he advised me to not pay any rent and just tell the landlord everything that just tell the judge everything that I explained to him. So what do you think is going to turn around tomorrow? Will she try to pay me to move or do you see me staying here for an extra 5 months?
Okay, now you know we don't do second questions. You have to call back in, but I'm going to do this for you. No, it's short, but yeah, that's okay. We'll go ahead with it. So you're asking me if
she
okay on the court, if you're
going to
be able to stay for 5 months, or will they release you? Is that what you're asking?
Pay. Well, basically, will the judge? Okay. Do you let me just rephrase the question. Do you see us going before the judge, or will she try to negotiate with me to pay me?
Oh, okay. I see it now. Okay, I'm so sorry, Lisa. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's going to try to negotiate.
She will. Okay.
Is it she or a he? But I see negotiations. What is it, a he or a she?
It's a she. Definitely a she.
Okay. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I'm laughing because it's like this person is sitting across from you. What can we do to rectify this error? What can we do? Yeah, because once it goes to court, now that becomes a public doc, right?
Yeah,
so anybody can go and look up about her or that owners or complex, whatever, okay? That don't look too good. So you want to stay out of... Yeah, so she don't want to go to court. So she, I see her sitting across from you like, what can we do? What can we do to settle this? You know, make this right. Yeah.
Okay.
Because she knows once it goes to court, anybody can look her up and like, oh, really? She went to court for that?
That's why I have to make you laugh. That's why the attorney that I had, you know, he was just one of those free attorneys that answer questions for people. He was actually laughing because he couldn't believe it. You know, he was the one that told me it's illegal. Yeah, he was really good.
Okay. Really good. Well, yeah, definitely
so
keep that attorney.
You
but
back
yeah.
I to let you know the outcome.
Oh, please, please, girl, give me the 411. But you're going to win this. It's you know what? Either way is win-win for you, Lisa.
Okay.
Whether she negotiates before you go to court or if you go to court, either side, it's a win-win. So you're not going to lose out of this anyway. It's win-win.
All right.
But, oh, yeah, but she, Okay. You know what old folks say? What you do in the dark will come in the light, because somebody will know the truth.
Exactly.
So she, she's kind of toxic, too. You be careful around her. I don't like her energy or essence.
No.
I mean, I don't see her hurting you. No, nothing like that.
Yeah.
But just
stay
like
away
a shit
her.
Starter. You know, like a shit starter. Want to start
she,
stuff.
She created this
okay.
own energy on her own, yeah.
Oh, well, see, thank you for the validation. All right.
Yeah,
I was trying to say it low-key, but you hit it. Okay. All right.
She created this. You let the judge know she created this, and I can back all of that information up. So, okay. I'm staying
Hello.
Away from her. Okay.
All right. Well, you're doing good. You're doing good. And I'm going to tell you right now, congratulations, because either way, you're going to win. So, congratulations, Lisa.
All right. Thank you, Linus. I'm going to
You're welcome.
To
Have a
show.
Beautiful week. Yeah, thanks for calling. Thank you. All right. Next call. Oh, let me check in the chat room. Okay. I just wanted to check because Heather was giving me some feedback. Okay. Next caller, area code 478. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Excuse me. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Sound like I got the hiccups. Go ahead.
Well, this guy, Trey, is trying to come back into my life, so I'm trying to see, is he just still trying to play games or he's wanting something serious?
Is Trey an older gentleman, a few years older than you?
No, he's
You don't have to give me his
younger.
Age, but is he he's younger than you?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing an old mind. That's what I'm asking.
Yes,
like an
he
old
probably,
soul?
Yeah, he has an old soul,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Okay, let's see what Trey's up to. Yeah, he does want to reconnect. He wants to reconnect, but also he's a little fearful of you. Like he doesn't want to piss you off. I don't know. Patricia, you got a strong temper?
I'm strong-willed, yeah.
Okay, because that's what I see. Like, yeah, he wants to reconnect, but he's a little shy, like, I don't want to upset her, you know. But, yeah, he does want to reconnect. That's a definite yes, definitely.
Okay, so he's through, he's over the feelings he has for his ex-wife because he was married 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some aspects. I mean, not totally. Do they have children?
They have a six-year-old together.
Yeah, I thought I saw little. Yeah, well, I see now. Okay. Yeah. Well, they're always going to be interaction because they have a child together. So that's going to be. But
I understand
his
that.
Emotions and feelings, no, they've dissipated. Over a period of time, it just dissipated. You know, like he woke up one day and he just said, like, you know what? I don't love you anymore. You know, just one of those things just happened. So, yeah, so he's free. You know what, Patricia, give him a chance. Just give him a chance. And maybe you two can have a cup of coffee and, you know, talk a little bit about the past. Not much because that's in the past. But where do you want this to go today? Where is it gonna take us? Are we gonna long term relationship? Are we gonna be friends? You know, or hangout buddies? Where is this gonna take us this time?
Okay.
So, you know, have that conversation with him. And then too, I think it'll help him to feel a little bit more comfortable with you. So yeah, talk to him.
He
just got a little bit of shy. It's like,
because of my
That's what I ask you. Did you have a strong temper? It's like he don't want to make you mad because I guess he already knows about when he makes you
mad,
how angry you can be.
When we were dating about 15 years ago, so he knows I could be strong-willed in my temper.
Okay. Well, that's what he's just a little shy about, that. But other than that, he does want to reconnect. So, girl, go out to dinner or lunch or...
Well,
something
I can't right
yourself.
Now because he's in Afghanistan, so he'll be back in May, but we keep in contact through text messaging.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
There you go, yeah. Well, like I said, give him a chance.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Because I'm not picking up. Sure, sure. Let me know how you do, kiddo.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. All right. Next caller is area code 773. You're on the air with Linus.
Hi, Linus. How are you?
Hi. Fine. Who's this?
My name is Joellen.
Joellen, that's pretty. I like
Thanks.
That, Joellen. All right. So what can I answer for you today, young lady?
I'd like to see, you know, I've been waiting a long time for the right man to come along. I'm wondering if there's any prospects.
Okay. Do you get out? The first thing the angel said, you need to get out, and I see you back and forth. I guess put yourself out there that you're available. Do you do that?
Well, it's kind of a hard area to do. It's, you know, I live in this suburban community. You know,
I know,
so,
but
I used to live in Chicago, and I was so used to doing things all the time. And
now I live in Indianapolis,
and it's just quite different, you know. And I mean, I'm very friendly.
Okay, because they're saying that, you know, like angels don't say nightclubs, but you know, like a lounge or listen to jazz or something that's low key, but yet people attend it, they enjoy. You know, or a piano bar, somebody, you know. People sit around, they play the piano. Low-key, but it gets you out there around different people. You know what I mean? I don't know if you're into...
I just don't like going out to
jumping music or something
bars.
Like that. Huh?
I'm not into evening bars anymore, you know.
Okay. Well, yeah, I wasn't really saying, that's why I said the angels are not saying, it's more like a lounge where you just sit back and the music is playing and the two of you are just talking, or either, you know, go to a dinner. But no, you can't go to dinner, you got a meeting first. Because I see a soft area, just a relaxed area, but there is music playing. I can hear that. So, okay, well, that's one option. Let me ask.
I mean, did I miss my opportunity?
Okay, now they're telling me, do you ever go to the...
Hello?
Yes, do you ever go to the gym?
What did you say?
No, I said, do
All
you ever
time.
Go to the gym?
I teach on Saturdays, and then I go whenever I can.
Okay, because they're telling me that at the gym you would meet guys... Oh, there is a guy at the gym, but he's really, really buff. I don't know if that's your type. He's almost like, you know, the people that audition to bodybuilders. He almost looks like a bodybuilder, but, I mean, he's really buff. He's been watching you. He's been watching you at the gym. Mm-hmm. So if you might know who this guy is. Like I said, he's probably 6'2", 6'3", but he is – He's not just buff. Like I said, he looks like a bodybuilder. Like this is his thing, you know, for bodybuilding, like to be in a contest or something like that. But anyway, but yeah, he's been watching you. He's got like a little crush on you. So if you go to the gym and see somebody built up like that, like they could be in competition for bodybuilding, that's that gentleman. So... There's one.
I just keep wondering if I missed that opportunity with, you know, there was someone I did it years ago. And
no, no, honey, we're looking at fresh meat. Stop it. No, we're looking at fresh right now in the future. The present and the future, that's what we're looking at right now. There's also, okay, now they're showing me another man. This guy is a businessman, and I think he's a car dealer. Looks like he could sell cars or own the dealership. Huh. What is, okay.
You know, I travel a lot. Is there any way I can meet someone on my travels? Or should I do an app dating thing? Or I just, you know.
No, because the guy that you're going to be with, you're going to meet him physically. You are going to meet him physically. So you don't do the lounge. And the other thing was at the gym, but I don't know if you'd like that type of guy. I mean, nothing bad. It's just, whew, muscles everywhere except in his eyes.
That's hilarious.
Now, the gentleman that I see, it's a business where you meet at. I see flowers in one. I see another one like a coffee shop. I see another one like you're going to buy something, a TV or an appliance, that he also could be in that business. So it's three different things. Well, you might in your travels. Like you say, when you're traveling, you might see him. But the two guys that I see right now are around you. They're in your area. Mm. Yeah. Are you blocking me right now?
Blocking? No.
Okay. There's a piece of concrete right in front of me, and it's blocking me from seeing past that concrete. And I'm just like, why am I being blocked? Okay.
I think, you know, I just sometimes I feel like, you know, did I have too high of expectations when I was younger? Or, you know, I don't know. I'm just kind of frustrated and sad.
Yeah, and I know it's a holiday season. It affects everybody during the holidays because everybody wants to be with somebody, whether it's a husband, a boyfriend, or just a friend, a guy that you hang out with. Still seeing the gym. That's the most prominent area that they're showing me. Since you travel, and I'm sure when you travel, do you ever stop at different gyms? When you're traveling, like if it's an overnight trip or something, just see what kind of gym they have there in the town? Oh, okay. Well, the two guys I see are around you, Joellen, so I would go for that. I would go for that. Okay, well, that's all I see. I'm sorry. Let me check. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me check. Heather, it was time for a doctor to go into that. Heather, are you seeing anything for Joellen? She's looking for a new love in her life, new gentleman. I'm just asking her, and not seeing anything. Okay, no, she's not. Okay. Thank you, Heather. I just wanted to double check. Make sure for her before I let her go. Okay, well, let us know, Joellen. That's the best we can do for you for right now.
All right.
You're always welcome to call back.
You.
All right. Oh, you're welcome, young lady. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller is area code 504. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you. I'm not young, but I know I probably sound like it.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Age ain't nothing but a number. You're a young woman.
Okay. I am middle aged, but I was wondering if you see me getting a house or a townhouse or something. It'll be my first, and I'm getting a little discouraged, I'll be honest.
I got townhome, and I'm seeing a bunch of trees, and then I see water. So I'm taking it must be in a suburbia.
Yeah.
Bit the word out. urban area, okay, suburbs. But anyway, I'm seeing a townhome, but there's a lot of trees. It's almost like it's a forest or a lot of greenery where this building is located at. And it's two condos on one side and two condos on the other side, and in the center is parking. Just
okay.
You know, you might want to take a note just to visualize, but yeah, it's the whole building is four condos. So, but the center part is all the parking for it.
Okay. I kind of looked at something like that, but it was a little high for me. And
yeah.
And I have a the reason I'm getting discouraged is cuz I want to leave my job. I've been there like March will be like 3 years. It's very toxic, but I can't until I find the house. So it's like a circle I'm going around, you know?
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe I'm blocking myself.
I see a townhome. That's what I see you in, like a condo, you know, a condo,
okay.
A townhome. And like I said,
okay.
I saw the four. But there's trees and water. Now, the water could be like a little river, but maybe it could be a pond behind the building. I don't know. But I see a lot of trees. So it's like healthy greenery and water. It's like a healthy environment. Okay.
Okay.
Not
That'll
like
be
concrete
good.
City. Yeah. Are you trying to get there by March? Is that your date to be in there? Is by March of this year?
No, March. I'll be at my job for 3 years, which I would like to leave, just because it's been so toxic, you know. And but
okay.
I don't want to, you know, do everything I've been building because I just can't take it anymore. So I have a little bit of a desperation feel. And I
okay,
could be
Deborah,
blocking
do
myself.
This for me. Do this for me. Do you have some sea salt at home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Put some sea salt into a small container. Put it in your desk, in your drawer, but put it to the very back. Nobody can see it. You know, whether it's an old medicine bottle or little tiny perfume bottle, but just fill it up with sea salt. Put it in that drawer at your desk, but put it at the very back. Secondly, I want you to carry it on you at all times, whether it's a pocket or in your pants or a jacket.
I just kind of felt, my mom told me to do that. I felt kind of goofy, and I stopped. That's so funny.
No.
You're telling me
your mom is right, honey. Sea salt it prevents the negative from absorbing you or messing with you.
Okay.
Yeah, your mom was very correct. Very correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So when you put it on yourself, not put it on yourself, my God, when you put it in a container and, you know, put it in your jacket or your pants, whatever, that keeps the negativity from your being as well.
Wow.
So also put it in the drawer at your desk is that, you know, if people come to your desk, maybe, like you say, toxic, well, maybe one, I'll just throw a name out there. Maybe Beverly comes and she always kind of is on negative, right? All of a sudden, on Monday morning, she comes and she's like, okay, well, I'll talk to you later, Deborah. And you'll be like, that shit was weird. No, it's that salt you got in your desk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And
so if you can't carry it on your person. Go ahead,
Well, you don't talk about the house anymore. You wanted to get a house. And I stopped because I thought she was wishing me bad. So I said, oh, I may not get that. You know, it's too much. Just trying to throw her off.
Yeah, no, keep it to yourself. No, just keep it to yourself.
I had already told her.
By February, you'll find something. I feel it and see it that by February you will. And so in March, when your 3 years is up, you'll be headed to another job and you got a new place. So, happy Easter to you. Springtime, good time, new beginnings. Yes.
That would be awesome. Yes. Yeah, because I don't think it's going to change there. Because I've even, you know, told them, or the guy above her, that she was kind of toxic. And he didn't seem to care, to be honest. So I said, well, I guess I'm in the wrong place, not them.
Yeah. Well, it's a seller's market right now. Heather, just tell me, it's a seller's market, so it's your time. So I would say, well, not December because it's the end of the year, but, you know, after the first week of January, start kind of, you know, looking around, seeing what's available. So everything will just package, I'll say like a package deal, it'll all come together by March. So you leave one job,
wow,
go to another job, new house. It's just like, yay, yay. This is my way now. It's all about me. Yep. It's
okay.
All about me. All right. Let me know now, but
thanks.
You're going to do good.
I sure will. Thank you. Okay.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Have a beautiful week, honey. Thanks for calling. All right. Next caller is area code 831. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Linus. This is Karen calling.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing today, young lady?
Hi. Well,
good.
I'm doing pretty well right now. And, you know, I'm just wondering, does Spirit have a message for me at all about Joe?
Oh, okay. I'm being blocked. Is Joe your boyfriend?
Okay.
For some reason, I'm being blocked. I'm seeing a blackboard. Anytime I see a blackboard, they're not giving me nothing. So I just want to understand why I'm being blocked right now.
He might have put up a block. You know? I mean, that's possible.
Yep, I'm not seeing anything, Karen. I'm sorry. But I'd be honest, because I'm not going to lie to you guys. Anytime you ask me, if I do and I see it, I'll be honest. And if I don't, but wait a minute before you go, let me ask Heather if she sees anything. Heather, do you see anything with Joe and Karen? Karen and Joe? Let's see, right quick. Oh, she definitely, oh, yeah. No, she said, I get a cold feeling. Ooh, okay. Well, I'm not getting anything at all. But Heather picked up, she said she got a cold feeling. Give us a call back tomorrow night. Let's see what happens. Can you do that, Karen? We're
Thank
on
you.
The air at 6 p.m. Pacific
Linda.
Time. You're welcome, but give us a call back. I'm curious.
All
right.
Yeah. Thank you, Linus.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for calling. Man, I don't know why. I just got a headache really bad. Area code 404, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey. This is Shanithia.
This is who, Shanithia? Is
uh-huh.
that right?
Yeah.
Okay, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. My question is about my job. I have an interview.
Oh, okay.
I have an interview coming Tuesday. Well, I'm working now, but it's a better paying job, and I think it's like $14 an hour. And,
hey.
And I want to see was it going to fall through, like is everything going to go okay?
Yes. Yep. The angels told me to tell you no worries, Shanitha. No worries. Just be yourself.
Okay.
Go in there. Hit them up to the 20s. You'll be that good in your interview. If you need to practice a little bit tonight, do that before. Well, when is it? Tuesday. Yeah, maybe tonight and tomorrow. Practice a little bit for your interview. And you got this. You do. You got
it.
Is
it hard? Is it hard work, or is it something, you know, that I can learn quick?
Yeah, it'll be a little challenging, but the angels are telling me it's nothing you can't do. You're qualified.
Okay.
You can do it. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Said and
you're qualified.
Job,
you can do it. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And
go
with
ahead.
this job, will it help me, you know, be able to move into my place?
Oh, yes, yes. You'll be moving
the
first week of
thing.
February. You're going to be
wow.
moving the first week of February. Just bank your money, because I see you in February, you're moving. In fact, I see a U-Haul truck. and I see you talking to the driver. I don't know if it's a brother or cousin that's helping you move, but, yeah, you're out of there. You'll be moving by February. So I'm going to say when January come in, start looking. Start looking for where you want to move to. And by the first week of February, you're gone. You'll have the money. You're out of there.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Ms. Lennis. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, you'll be able. Well, congratulations to you on a good job, girlfriend. You're going to ace it.
Yeah.
You're going to do good. Ooh. But it'll take you till about to the first week of February to move because, you know, you got to save money. So don't worry about Christmas and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Just I'm moving in February, and I need all my money December and January so I can move. I'm not saying don't enjoy, you know, enjoy the holidays,
gotcha.
Of course. But I wouldn't spend a lot of money because you're on your way out the door. So it counts, you know. If you want to take $100 and blow it, fine. But the other $500, put that in the bank to go towards your
right.
Movie.
Yeah.
Thank you. Woo, oh, yeah, congratulations.
You.
You're out of there. I'm telling you, first of February, you'll be telling me, I'm in my new place, Miss Lena. They're like, I'm new. I'm new.
Thank you
yes.
so much, Miss Lena. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. And I'm going to tell you right now, congratulations, because I know you'll be gone by the 1st of February. So do what you need
it.
To do
and
now.
I
yes, ma'am. Do what you do now and, you know, enjoy your life. But just, you know, start putting a little money back. So as soon as in January, as you're looking, you know, you find something, you'd be like, well, can I put a deposit down? Because I'm moving in on the 1st.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
Okay. All right.
Thank
well, thank you,
you
for
you.
Calling. I'm so happy for you. Let me know, girl.
Got you. Bye-bye.
All right. And you have a wonderful week. Okay? Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Next caller is area code 76. There we go. 760. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Lena. This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. How are you doing today, young lady?
All righty. Thank you. How are you?
Terrific.
Good. Staying warm?
Yeah, it's raining like heck, but, you know, what else is new? I live in liquid sunshine, but it's a beautiful state, though, because of the rain. It is beautiful here. Okay.
So
what can I answer for you today, Annette?
Well, I am wanting some input and spiritual input on what's coming up for me financially. I've got some, I would like to know what to watch for in terms of income opportunities. And want to keep my eyes and ears open for that because there needs to be an increase. And then I'm wondering if I'm moving anytime soon.
Okay, so the first one you want to know about your finances, though, right? I got bounce. Right away when you said finances, the word bounce came and I wrote it down. So if you're bouncing, you're going to a better, I would think, because you're going up. So you're going to another job where you're making better money?
Well, I'm kind of doing my own thing at the moment, but also looking for something at least part-time, if not full-time, because there's just too much uncertainty and instability. And I'm also, you know, putting it out there that I'd like some unexpected money, also, you know, from unexpected sources, just any and everything that would bring more in.
Yeah. Why did I get cleaners? Annette, right now, they're talking. When you were asking, like, to make more money, I got cleaners. Have you ever worked at a cleaner's or know about clothes in that perspective?
No.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, that came right up. Okay. Gosh, my guide is saying, tell her to go forth and hold her head up high. Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, so go forth and hold your head up high.
I love that.
Yeah, I was just, okay. I'm asking. I haven't left you. I'm just asking. What do I need to tell you to help you to I know you know about prayer, so I'll say praying. We know that. I need more information than that, angels. Don't stand still. Then they're telling me to stand still. It's like it's yin and yang. Oh, okay, so it's yin and yang. Then explain what is she supposed to do? Because she needs financial help. Have you been looking somewhere else, Annette, for a job?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's an improvement there. Not a lot. You're going to get it. Whatever job that you're going to get it. But I see like $1.50 more per hour. And I know you want more than that, but where you're looking at whatever, they're not showing me, but they're just saying that position will give you like $1.50 more an hour. Oh, God, now they're showing me the airport, TSA. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Do you want to work for the airport? Would you do that, TSA?
Well, that's really interesting you should say that. I just sent off a resume to a Craigslist job that I saw working for a travel company.
Okay. Well, the opening is valuable to you. It's very valuable to you. So, yeah, if you just saw that synchronicity, do fill out for it. Because they're showing me like a security or either the airport. So airport is traveling. So if you're in a travel agency, yes, right? That's
right.
Traveling.
It's working.
The TSA is security.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's fine. That's fine, honey. I think the security side of it is maybe you're going to go, if you get on with this travel agency, you might be going on some of those trips.
Well, it's interesting to say that because, yeah, it's actually the way it was worded was an executive assistant, which I've done before, executive assistant slash travel agent to the owner of this travel agency. Travel agent? Travel agent? Really? So I thought, I'm not going to let that stand in my way because usually you have to have some kind of licensing and whatever. But I was like, for whatever reason, I'm not letting that stand in my way. I know my way around the office, and that's what he's really needing now. Maybe I'll turn into a travel agent. I don't know.
Well, that sounds real good about the travel agency. I think that's the direction you're supposed to go since, so many things came up around that. I think that's where
exactly.
You go in the security travel. Yeah. Heck yeah, I go for it. Do you have children at home?
No.
Well, go for it, woman. Oh, God. Go for it. Enjoy your life. Jesus. Yeah, go for it. I mean, that particular job, I see you doing just 3 or 4 hats. I mean, you're very multitasked, so it's like 3 or 4 hats of different things. Even though you're focused as an administrator, but, people are coming at you or asking and, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I see you busy.
Yes.
Believe me, you'll be busy. It's not a sit down and nope. And, yes, you are going to be going on tours. That's why I said the security on tours. So there's your job.
It's part-time. It's advertised as part-time. Do you see it going full-time?
That's up to you. It sure can. That's up to you.
Oh, okay. So
you prove your worth, they'll be like, we need you more than 4 hours a day. We need you 8 hours.
Okay.
Because of your skills, your ability, your education, and your knowledge as an administrator. So, yeah, it may start out part-time, but believe me, it'll go to full-time. You're bringing something to that organization they haven't had before. So that's a good in a nutshell for you. You're bringing something. Maybe it's how they keep their files or how they have their meetings or whatever, but you're bringing something they haven't before, and because of that, you become valuable to this organization or company. They're like, well, I'm seeing it now. It's like you're working 8 hours. You may start off at 4, but I don't think that's going to last too long.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe you'll do it for a month. If that. It might be after 2 weeks, they'll ask you, can you go full time?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else coming up for me for the new year?
Annette, let's see. That's coming up in January. Well, you're kissing somebody the first week of January, and I don't know who you fooling around with, but, boy, y'all are busting slob. And this guy really kissing. This ain't New Year's. This is after New Year's. So I don't know. Maybe you meet in December, meet a new guy or something. But, oh, man, you two are really kissing. Let's see what else. A couple of birthdays in January you don't want to miss. I don't know who it is, but the angels are just saying don't miss those two birthdays.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what else. At the end of the month of January, there's a gentleman from your past. Boy, that's something. There's a gentleman from your past coming back. He doesn't want to be with you. It's not for a relationship. He wants to make amends and apologize for the way he treated you or did to you. And I'll tell you why. He's very sick, Annette. He's got cancer.
Uh-huh.
He's very sick, but he wants to do right. So he's not just you. It's a few more people. But when he calls you or asks to see you, it's to apologize for all the ugly things he did to you and for you to forgive him. That's what he's asking for, is forgiveness. And then that's it. You're not going to see him anymore. That'll be the last time you see him.
Is this an ex-husband?
Whew, I don't know if it's an ex-husband. When you said your ex-husband, I got a pain, a shot across my head. No. Ooh.
Oh.
God, I don't know what you and your ex-husband. That man just gave me a pain in my forehead. I mean, the side of my head going down. As soon as you said ex-husband, it was like bam, bam, bam. I'm like, ooh, Jesus. Okay, we ain't going to even talk about him. No, this is another guy. Through the years, I don't know if it was in your 30s or 40s, but anyway, yeah. But he wants to be right when he dies. That's the bottom line. He feels in his mind, he knows eventually he's going to die here, maybe in a year or less, but he just want to do right. The people he did wrong to, he wants to apologize, ask for forgiveness. That's why I said you won't see him anymore and he'll go on. But it's in a way like... what do they say, the church people? He want to get right with God.
Yeah.
But
no,
it's not so much God as to get right with himself.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's the end of January when you're going to, and you two are just going to run into each other. And then you'll be like, oh, hi, you know, type of thing. And that's what he's going to ask you, do you have a minute? Can you talk? You know, you and him.
Right.
So, yeah. So anyway, you know the rest of the story.
Right, right. And did you see the moon that I asked about, or
moving.
In February?
I'm sorry. Okay, let me ask. When did you plan on moving? Real soon? Or?
My lease is up until February 1st, but I don't know if I'm going to wind up going month to month or if I'm going to need to move.
Ugh, you don't want to go month to month. It's so darn high. You know, compared to a lease, but it sounds like you don't want to buy into that lease thing again, which I don't blame you.
Right.
I don't blame you. Moving. Yes. My guide is telling me you're moving into a cul-de-sac. Are you renting a house? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. I'm renting a
condo. Oh, okay. Okay. Because my guide is telling me you're renting a house, and she's showing me. I can see the land and the homes, and it's a cul-de-sac.
It's just before
there's four houses. I'm sorry.
It's actually just before you get – it's just before you enter into the cul-de-sac. We're not in the cul-de-sac, but just before you go.
Okay. Well, that's where I see that you're moving to, wherever this house is. It's built, but it's in a cul-de-sac. So, yeah. You might want to check on this particular, either a house or apartment, whatever, condo, the third week of January. I don't know why, but the angels are saying the third week you need to find out where you're going to move to. I guess maybe then some more areas will open up or buildings or whatever.
Oh. So there is a reason for me to expect moving.
Okay. Well, I'll put like this, 1st of March. Now, this is what my guides are showing me. The 1st of March, you're not there where you're at right now.
Uh-huh.
You're not in that domain at all. So you will have moved. I think it's going to be quick. Annette, it's like you find it and you're ready to go in a week. It's rapid. They're not showing me like something drawn out or a month or nothing like that. It's like, okay, this is when I'm going to move to on the water, and I want to move in by February 1st. Done deal. Paperwork,
oh.
You talk to the people, everything is done deal. Yeah, it's going to happen quickly. So maybe that's why they're showing me the third week of January is when you want to look, because whatever that you find, it's just going to happen real quick. You're out of there. By March 1st, you're out of there. If you have to pay one more rent just to – I don't want you to do that, but if you have to, February, okay. Yeah, I don't want you to either, but March 1st, you are in, wherever you're going, you're there.
Okay.
So March 1st, you're there. Yep. You're there. So let's hope by the 1st of February, and you end this one, that you're ready to go to the next one, and you'll be perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And is it going to be a place where I like better than where I am?
Well, you know what I'm seeing? I was just going to tell you, it's a community of a lot of older people.
Okay.
You know, it's like they've been there for 30, 40 years in this area, so it's a nice community. The angels go ahead.
That's where I live now, in a community of a lot of older people that have been here for a long time.
Yeah. Well, they're showing me you're going to move to another one, and it'll be similar to that, similar to where you're at now. Yeah. You know, it's like it's quiet. It's not a lot of noise or kids up and down the street or teenagers with the loud music in the car. It's quiet. It's kind of quiet.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's like.
So
here.
So Annette, the next community that you're moving to will be similar to this one. So that's good, because I think that's what you'd like is, you know.
I do like that.
That type of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so very much. Wow.
Yes. And keep in touch. Let me know. Yes, ma'am. All right, Annette, have a beautiful week, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, I'm going to do the Nina, where Nina says, you got 2 minutes. the board is open, so if anybody wants to call in within the next 2 minutes call in the next 2 minutes for a reading, please do. So I was writing stuff down while I was talking. Otherwise, we'll be closing out the show, but we'll be back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. So please think about that. And I hope the weather's good. If the weather's getting cold where you're at, stay warm. You know, the worst colds. I was over at my godparents the other day, and their son-in-law has a really bad cold. And we were talking. I said, I would hug you, but I put the sign of the cross. I said, I don't want to get sick. I feel really good right now. And I know it's that time of season, but it seems like when we get a cold in the wintertime, it's so hard to get rid of it. It's like it just hangs on like it's a best friend. So please be careful when you're out and about doing your shopping or groceries, whatever that it may be, that, you know, you got something warm on your head, a cap or something, and a good warm coat on. Let me see, what else? Well, yeah, you know, we ended Mercury retrograde. We're so happy about that. But also, we're in the new moon, at least until Thursday. So new beginnings, anything that you think of that you want to do, please do. Now, I have two predictions. Yeah, the Rams. I have two predictions that I'm going to make on this show. One is a Super Bowl, and I predict the Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm going to remember this show to go back to it if they do go. It's the Los Angeles Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs. And also, from December 21st to December 28th, just be careful. I know that's Christmas week. Be careful when you're out and about. It's a possibility that we could have some earth movement, earthquakes, or either, you know, how those holes would just come up and go on the ground. So it's a possibility. I feel it. It's a very possibility of earthquakes. So please be careful from the 21st through the 28th. Enjoy your family and friends, you know, but be cautious when you're driving or going, and make sure it's security all the time, right? Look left or right, front and back when you're going somewhere. I don't care. And if you're at the cash machine, the ATM, please be careful when you're there. Look around when you go up there. So, yeah. Okay, well, that's about it. And I want to thank Heather for being in there today. Oh, thank you, Heather. You are always such a blessing when you come in. Definitely do appreciate you, and hopefully you can come back tomorrow night. Maybe we might even see Anna. But anyway, I want to thank everybody from around the world. In the chat room, Miss Heather, thank you most dearly. Love you, love you, love you. And all the people in the chat room, thank you for calling in to the show today. It was my honor and privilege to answer your questions. Just remember, when I give you the answers, I'm giving it to the best of my ability or whatever that I can see between my angels and my guides. So what you do with the information is up to you. And don't forget, you can go to the website to get a full reading for 30 minutes or an hour. Or if you just have a question, it's $20. If you just want a question, want a, you know, a quick answer to something. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful week, unless I see you tomorrow night. And be good to one another. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina, and I'm even going to throw Heather in there, we love you. Okay? All right. Be blessed, everybody. Good night.
Possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine on two lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find us. Lay back and let love take us over. There's magic.
here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way.